Chandu, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Today, Chandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. You want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician just like Chandu? All right, get that White King box top, send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot," I say. "Then remove the block, and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime." The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. In Paris, at Frank Chandler's request, Robert Regent has produced a skillful counterfeit of the ancient parchment map of the Balkan Castle. This Chandler intends to use to mislead the scheming Jan Metsos, foreign minister and head of the present regime. But when Chandler returns from his secret trip, he learns from Betty and Bob that Dorothy, whom he had left at the home of Carter Mason, the American consul, has not returned to the castle. Deeply concerned about his mother, and fearing she too may have fallen under the evil spell of the mysterious Dimitri, Bob tries to warn Betty. But as Dimitri had threatened, he is unable to speak of it. Later, searching for some clue to Dorothy's absence, they find in the courtyard a flower they know she was wearing. Near it, masked by shrubbery, they discover a door. Meanwhile, Chandler is anxiously questioning Carter Mason. Chandu, the magician.
What about us, Taban?
It seems incredible, but after all, his men are gypsies. And you could be expected to pay them well to bring your sister home.
Well, they did come to the castle one day on the pretext of telling fortunes.
What?
I wonder if that old gypsy woman could have been a Stephen himself.
Impossible. He never comes out of the mountains.
If he's dressed as an old woman, no one would know.
But why should he come to you? Did you miss anything after they'd gone?
No. Bob began to ask them a lot of questions, and they... Oh, but that's nothing now.
On the contrary, it may be very important.
Really?
Between you and me, I think a Stephen's more than he seems.
In what way?
Well, of course, I must keep out of local affairs officially, but I wonder if that gypsy tribe isn't a sort of recruiting center for guerrillas.
George, I investigated that mountain of the scimitar days ago. But something...
Whatever it was. I was planning a, well, call it a counter-revolution near the mountain.
Is that what you think he's doing up there?
Unofficially, yes. A great deal of dissatisfaction with Metsos. The people don't like the way he's treated their king. Oh, but you don't want to listen to this now.
Well, if you're right about Esteban, the last thing he'd solve by a kidnapping. I'm sure Dimitri... Or they leave here.
It couldn't have been. She was anxious to be home when Bob and Betty came back from their ride.
And it's after 9 now. Have you seen Dimitri at all today?
Why, he was with Nicholas when I dropped in after I heard of the accident.
Oh, did he leave before you did?
As a matter of fact, he was just leaving Nicky's room as I went in. But look here, Chandler...
Take my word for it, Mason. Dimitri is at the bottom of this. But where could he have taken her?
Why not tell Metsos about Mrs. Regent's disappearance? He'll have soldiers out looking for her in 5 minutes.
Hmm. Yes, I may have to do that.
If Dimitri's all you think, Metzos can have him deported.
Well, that's just what I don't want. Not yet.
But why? I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to ask you questions.
I'll show you that dossier on Dimitri from London someday. But I must find Dorothy myself, if I can.
I wish there was something I could do to help you.
There may be. Tony, would Nicholas think it strange if you dropped in on him again tonight?
Certainly not. He'll think I'm making too much fuss over his accident, that's all. He wasn't really hurt.
Then I wish you'd see if you could find out where Dimitri was going this afternoon.
Nicky'll tell me if he knows. I'll come up or send word to you as soon as I can.
Thank you. And if Dimitri's there, or you should happen to see him anywhere, please tell him I'd like to talk to him at once.
There's a light, Bob, coming up the hill.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Frank, is that you?
Has your mother come home?
Not yet, but hurry.
We think we know where she went.
Has Dimitri been here?
Oh, no, Uncle Frank.
We didn't see him, you mean. Look over here. Oh, wait till I push the branches out of the way.
We just found it. See the funny old door?
Have you been inside?
Oh, no. For once, we had sense enough to wait for you. I was going in if you didn't come back pretty soon.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, Bob. Especially if...
If what, Uncle Frank?
Nothing. Steps going down.
Yeah. Gee, this wall must be 6 feet thick.
Oh, I know Mother wouldn't go into that dark old place by herself. Nor with Dimitri either. She can't stand him.
Betty, Bob, I'm going to take you both in with me. Because I don't want to leave you alone until I find out what this means. But you must stay with me. Don't go wandering off on your own.
We'll do whatever you say.
Of course we will. Oh, poor Mother.
Come on, then. Leave the door open.
Ooh, this place is like the catacombs in Malta.
Yeah. And the cellar of that old house there, too.
I hope there isn't a well like that one. Oh, wouldn't it be awful if Mother found...
Oh, for Pete's sake. Do you have to be so gruesome?
Well, there must be something like that. Where do we get the water?
There's a cistern under the kitchen.
Under the kitchen?
Yes, Prince Ivan had it put there. He piped the water from a spring up on the mountain. Oh, wait a minute. She's been here, all right. I'm not walking aimlessly in the dark, either. The footprints go straight across.
Yeah. And somebody was with her. Look.
I don't care what you say, Bob. I know Mother wouldn't come down here with Dimitri.
Where did your mother think you two were?
She knew we went riding with Nicky.
But you were gone a long time because of his accident.
I get it.
Well, I don't.
Well, don't you see, Betts? We've been talking about exploring the underground rooms ever since we got here.
Yes, but...
She came home. Dimitri must have been waiting for her.
And told her we were in here somewhere? What if he did?
Betty, she knows that hidden away in these cellars, there's a room that's been used for centuries. For the practice of black magic.
Oh, dear.
So you see?
I'm glad you do, Bob. Stop a moment. Let's see if she went through this door. Yes. Dot? Dorothy?
Oh, gosh. There must be dozens of rooms down here.
Yes, and... Well, that's odd. Well, give me some more light over here, Bob.
What are you looking at, Uncle Frank?
The other footprints are gone.
But Mom's are all over the place, though, see?
She wasn't locked in here.
If Dimitri left her here in the dark... Well, maybe she couldn't find her way out.
Yes, she could, just by following the walls. I'll try this other door. Stay there. Dorothy! All right. Come on.
See her footprints? She did go in there.
Alone, too.
Oh, where can she be all this time? Mother! Dimitri put some kind of a spell on her.
Well, even if he did, she ought to be here.
She is. Somewhere. Listen.
It's a different kind of a door. It looks like the door to a dungeon.
That's just what it was.
But what did you think you heard?
Well, I heard it all right. Huh? You hear it? Water running. The cistern must be inside.
But Mother can't be in there.
Her footprints go right up to it. Oh, Uncle Frank, there's water coming out under the door.
I know, Bob. And the door's stuck. Dorothy! Dorothy, can you hear me? The water's been running ever since you went in. Come here, Bob.
Yeah. Uncle Frank, is it locked?
No. Yeah, put your shoulder against it here, Bob.
Yeah.
Now.
Something must be holding it from inside.
It sags so that it scrapes the floor. Yeah. That's it. Look out, Betty.
Uncle Frank, if Mother's in there.
Just wait till I see Dimitri again.
Well, that's enough. Dorothy!
Mom can't be in there or she'd say something.
Maybe she went through that room before the cistern burst.
Keep back, Betty.
Oh, I don't believe Mom's in there.
Oh, Bob, look!
Where? What do you mean?
There in the water.
Huh?
Turn your light on it. It's Mother's hat.
Would you like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen. You lay a penny on the table. Then cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then remove the block. Now the penny's gone, and instead you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. Send help to a relative or friend through the nonprofit service of CARE. Make a new friend by sending a $10 CARE package to a needy family. Or join with others in this community by sending a contribution in any amount to CARE at 50 Broad Street, New York. Remember, they still need CARE, C-A-R-E, at 50 Broad Street, New York. You will keep on helping, won't you? This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.